Right now, we got to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline and welcome in our buddy Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United. Jason, before we get into the game this weekend, listen, last night, really good job anchoring. I think you had 17 people on the show, so it was really good job by you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how I was going to handle that. I'm usually the one who gets to ramble and be all open-ended and talk, you know, 2 hours by myself with, you know, a cast of five in the Kia Studios. I had to play point guard. It was fun. It was different.
Yeah, it's always fun trying to wrangle up a gaggle of writers, reporters, talk show hosts that are all trying to get their 36 seconds in when you got that many people in one studio. All right, big test for the Five Stripes kicking off the season on Saturday, traveling to Cincy. What can we expect in the first match?
That's a good question, because we've only seen 90 minutes this preseason. The team's only played 270. The last game got rained out. So, you know, what are we going to see? I don't know. I think talking to Steven Alzate and Juan Bettergall yesterday after training, we got a little bit better sense of kind of maybe where the group is. I think they're going to be very fit. That was something that both players talked about. And that's something, if you remember Tata Martino's time here in 2017 and 2018, they will be fit. There was a lot of talk back in the day about how hard he pushed his players in preseason. A lot of players have spoken about it. There were a lot of things said when Gabriel Heinze was here in 2021. I think Tata Martino pushes his team just as hard, if not harder, to be fully fit, to play the way that he wants. You have to have the fitness to play with the intensity level that he wants. I think the other thing I took away from Alzate and Bettergall is that the tactical side of it, there is a good understanding of what Tata Martino wants and the way that this team will play. It's not going to be rigid. It's not going to look perfect on Saturday. It's kind of, you know, to be expected with three games under your belt in preseason. The chemistry portion of it will need some time. It'll need to build. But the structure defensively, I think, will be in place. I think it'll be the offense where you see this team getting forward. And so much of what Tata Martino wants to do offensively is about chemistry, is about relationships and players playing off of one another. It's not super structured. So you've got to play. So Almiron, Moranchuk, who looked good in the preseason game we saw, they need games together. Latte Lott needs games with all of them. Luckily, they've been here. They know each other. But in what Tata Martino is going to let them do, you just have to get some experience in it. And Cincinnati is a tough opponent. That's one of the better teams in the East that is going to test you on Saturday.
Is there a chance there's a rotation in goal to start the season?
That's a good question. I don't think so. I think Lucas Hoyos will be the number one because of his experience. I think he's somebody that Tata Martino trusts. I think he's somebody that Tata Martino is very familiar with. He was last at Newell's, the club that Tata Martino is a legend at and won titles as a player and as a manager at. So he's going to be fully familiar with Lucas Hoyos coming in. And I think early on with that chemistry coming together, it might be easier for the veteran who has been there and done that rather than Jaden Hibbert. I do think that Jaden Hibbert is going to push for the number one shirt before the season is over, but I'm expecting that Hoyos will get it to start with, and we'll see if he holds on to it as the year goes on.
A couple of under-the-radar, sort of under-the-gun moves made today. Tell us about Sergio Santos, and tell us about the pretty hefty amount of international money that they were able to come up with today.
Yeah, and you factor in Fafa Pico being signed yesterday as well. Two attacking additions where they needed some extra depth. You get two veterans from MLS. Sergio Santos, a player that is very well known by Atlanta United fans from his time with Philadelphia and with Cincinnati. He was last with Houston in the second half of last season. He's a protagonist. You know, that's something that Tata Martino, it's a word that he uses. It's something that I've kind of grabbed onto looking at what this team is going to be. I think he wants the team to be protagonists in matches. He wants them to dictate the way things play out. Sergio Santos is a protagonist in that he forces the issue. I mean, you might want to call him an instigator. He's physical. He's going to press. He's very vertical in terms of north-south, getting forward, you know, getting in behind. He's going to make it difficult for teams to build out of the back. I think he's a good counterpoint to what you get with Latte Lott as your number one striker. Fafa Pico can play some as a striker. He can play out wide. I think Fafa is one of the guys that is as respected as anybody around the league. He has played for Haiti's national team. He's trying to get to the World Cup with them to make their final roster. And he's a player that Chris Henderson knows very, very well. So he's got a lot of pace coming into the group. They did go out and get another international slot, and we'll see what that means. They paid a pretty hefty price for it, but they will be able to add another player. And right now is kind of an interesting time for that, because you look at most windows around the world are closed. There are still links with players out of Brazil at the moment. You can bring in players. It's just right now with the windows closed in most countries, it's hard for teams to be willing to sell a player because they can't go out and replace them. MLS, they can come into the league for a little while longer, and you're going to have a spot to do it. Maybe you're stacking that spot for the summer. I'm not sure. I think the summer could be wild with it being a World Cup year and what kind of moves are on offer for teams around MLS. So I'm intrigued by that one. That was one I didn't see coming.
Who should be in the East, the top teams that we should be looking out for this season?
Miami's the measuring stick. They're the defending champs. They've been very aggressive in adding talent for 2026. So until proven otherwise, they are that team. I think behind them, there's a group, and I don't know how it's all going to shake out between a Cincinnati, for example, a Nashville, who got off to a good start in CONCACAF Champions Cup. Columbus, are they going to be in that mix? Orlando, are they going to be in that mix? I'm not sure. It's interesting when you NYC is another one. Red Bulls, maybe not in the second group. Like we talked about it last night on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I feel like there's four groups in the East, and Miami's in a group by themselves. There's the next tier that are looking to have home field advantage in the postseason. There's the next tier that is trying to get into the postseason. And then there's the group that's at the back. I think Atlanta United has the talent and the potential to be in the second tier. I don't know if they get there over the whole season. I think this is a team that should get better from game one to game 34. How fast that getting better process is, I don't know yet. And I think there's a lot of teams that are kind of in that same conversation. I really look at Columbus. I look at NYC. I look at Red Bulls. New England, kind of all in that mix of, on paper, it could be pretty good, but it also could take time.
Before I let you go, I'm going to ask this last question very specifically. How much patience do you think United fans need to have this season?
It's a good question, because I think patience will be needed because of the preseason, because of building what you want in the way that this team plays, and so much of what you want needs time to get there, because this isn't a plug-and-play kind of system that Tata Martino is going to bring in. It's not a kick-and-chase. It's not a all-press. It's not stuff that you can X and O all day. It's stuff that players need games to know where the other one is going to go. It's a lot of relationships, and that just doesn't happen overnight. I do think this team is going to look different after the summer window as well. I think coming into the year, you only had so much room to make moves with guys you already had under contract and the ability to move other guys. Now, I think the summer is going to open up a lot of doors everywhere. So I think you need to have it. And I think the interesting element is maybe Tata Martino is the only manager who is going to get that kind of patience from the fan base because of what he did here before. I think if it was anybody else, maybe that patience wouldn't be as forthcoming. I do think it will be a little more forthcoming without the Martino. And frankly, I think it's going to be needed because I do think this team will improve from March to November. I just don't know the rate they improve at as the year goes on, because I don't think we've really seen what the final roster iteration of Atlanta United is going to be in 2026. I do think we will see changes along the way, and that's going to be just a fascinating subplot to watch. I think it's going to be a really interesting team to watch in the East. When you look at the predictions from around the league, they were picked as high as fourth, and they were picked as low as 13th in the East. I mean, that tells you that nobody really knows what to expect just yet.
Jason, great stuff. Hopefully next week when we chat, we're talking about 1-0.
Hopefully, and then on the way to San Jose.
Yeah, all right. We will chat next week. Enjoy your first call of the season.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.